And now, here's our In the Trenches segment.
Hi, this is Bill Whitley. I'm the host of the Risk Advisor Mastermind Group. And for our In the Trenches segment, I'm so excited to welcome Heather Lowry, who works for the Laurie Watkins Agency in Alta Vista, Virginia. Now, Heather is in the process of moving from service to sales, and very initially, just in her moving over process, she sold 6 life policies in 2 weeks. I can't wait to hear about that. So, Heather, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Heather, give us a little blow-by-blow. How'd you do it? Tell us about moving from service to sales, and how'd you make the 6 life sales?
Sure. We actually started doing the Risk Advisor app when I first started working here. And so I did, you know, partially sales, and I did focus on making phone calls daily and things like that. But I was mostly focused on customer service in the beginning, where I just, you know, took payments and, you know, followed up with people and did binders and, you know, stuff like that. But then we started doing the infantry training school, actually, and it got me way more motivated and way more focused on sales and being more sales driven, so that during customer service, you know, when people were calling and asking, you know, questions or calling to even make a payment, each person and every person that I talked to, I would pivot to something, anything, whatever they didn't have.
Great. That is fantastic. So anyway, you started in service, started using the app, then you guys went through infantry training school, and it really got you focused on how to pivot and start to make some sales. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And then from there, your agents promoted you, and now you're in 100% sales.
I am, yes.
And then you made 6 life sales in 2 weeks. So tell us about the life sales. How'd you do it?
Four of them were with one female. She came in to cancel a vehicle.
Wow.
And I kind of asked her. I never really talked to her before, and I just pivoted and kind of went into it a little bit about the Your World presentation and told her that we're a little bit different from other companies. We help people manage their everyday risks. And I told her an example, and then I kind of just eased on into the Your World presentation. And by the time we were finished talking, I had a Your World diagram done, and she literally just came in to cancel something. And it was just amazing. It was perfect, because I've been focusing on that infantry training and that Your World presentation, and it came to fruition. She said, you know, I've got, you know, 4 kids, and I'm sorry, she has 3 kids and herself with no life insurance. And so, yeah.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you went from a policyholder who came in to cancel an auto, and now I'm sure she's retaining her auto with you guys and now has purchased 4 life policies.
Exactly. Yep.
That is fantastic. And that's what a powerful representation of what Your World's possible to do. I tell everybody, if you learn Your World, the very first thing that happens is the customer says, thank you. The second thing that happens is that they will rarely ever leave you. Third thing that happens is they buy more from you. And fourth thing happens is they'll tell their friends about you. So you're really the testament to all that. So that is great news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me, I'm curious about the app. I always love to hear people who really take advantage of the app. What parts of it do you use the most, or what's been the most helpful to you?
The most that I listen to are the objectives, the life training objectives.
Or the objections, how to overcome objections.
Objections, yes. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Never.
Yes, my favorite thing to listen to is definitely the objections. And that is because I hear those every single day, all day long. I've used those myself. And I think Steve just has an excellent way of accepting what they're saying and congratulating them. That was that's what's been taught mostly, and then turning it around to making them think about what they need, honestly.
Yeah, excellent. He is so gifted at that, and oh my gosh, I'm thrilled to hear you're using that. So my next question is, are there any particular habits that you've put in place or have had all your life that have allowed you to start to be so successful in sales?
I have been in sales for a while, most of my life. And I think, you know, even if you're in customer service, you're kind of in a sales role because you have to, you know, maintain that partnership, if you will, with your customer. So I've always been very personable, and I've always been kind of a nerd to the point where I'm driven to exceed any goals that are given to me. Mm-hmm. So a lot of, I do have a lot of self-discipline as far as staying focused at work and, you know, MMAs, which is something that's brought up in infantry training school, which is money-making activities. I do include that in my daily schedule now. That is another major habit that is beneficial to me. I actually have on my Outlook calendar a schedule throughout the day of, okay, these 2 hours I'm going to spend working on trying to schedule your world appointments with current customers. And these 2 hours I'm going to spend on following up on quotes that I've already sent to new customers and new leads. So a lot of it's infantry training school that's become new habits, along with just my personal, I guess, motivation.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that sounds great. And I'm thrilled to hear that. Tell me my next question. Are there any particular tools? You mentioned the app, you mentioned your world, but I'm just curious, are there any particular tools that you feel like is really allowing you to be successful in sales?
Absolutely. Being that most of the people that listen to this are State Farm, I believe, I do use ECRM quite regularly. It is my precious baby. I use it for my opportunities. I update it. I give great detail in my logs. I create tasks for every single opportunity and customer so that I follow up with them and I know what I'm talking about with because of those detailed logs. And that is my, you know, it's hard to remember, you know, 150 customers or 500 customers. I have, I think, over 600 right now in my little bank here. So it's hard to remember what you talked about last and who they are and what it was. So using that, it really helps to pull up their information and know who you're talking to and about what.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thrilled to hear that. And by the way, I'm the exact same way. I feel like I don't have a very good memory, but I'm a really, really good note taker. And yeah. I just about write down everything I say to somebody or whatever they say to me. And it's so mm-hmm. helpful to be able to pull that up and see what you talked about last time and remember. So way to go. What about Laurie is your agent? Are there any particular things Laurie's done that have helped you been successful?
There's so much, but I will try to make it make it quick. She is amazing. We have morning meetings every morning for about a half hour before work or before the office opens. We go over, you know, any little updates or stuff that we need. We also we usually do 5-minute drills. That's from infantry training school, and 5-minute no drills rather. And we also usually pray right before work, and then we open the office doors and start our day.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So the morning huddle or that morning meeting is really helpful. Anything else? You mentioned there's so many. I'd love to hear just a couple examples.
Absolutely. We have a weekly competition in our office. It includes a cash incentive and a bonus if we sell a certain amount of policies each that week. And if we sell so many different kinds of policies, we get a bonus for it. But we also have a trophy, and it's called the KT3 trophy. It's called that for kicktail this time. And we have it on our desk. Whoever wins that week gets to keep it for the week following until there's another winner. So we kind of have a nice friendly, sometimes friendly competition.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, in growing up, I was in Boy Scouts and we had 6 different patrols and we'd go on these camping trips and our scoutmaster had this thing called the Red Lantern. And it was just a simple oil lamp. It was a red lantern. And he'd go around and whoever set up their campsite the best, you know, they had the best fire pit and the tent was pitched properly and the tripod and all the stuff, whichever patrol made the best looking campsite got the Red Lantern Award. And it was a big deal, you know, to be the patrol that got the Red Lantern, and you kept it for an entire month. until the next camp out. Oh. And yeah, you know, it's what a simple thing. One little old red lantern, and we're all working like crazy to compete for it. So way to go, exactly. Lauren. That is brilliant. We're about out of time, but I'd like any those are such great ideas with the morning meeting and the little friendly competition. Anything else you think she's doing that's really helping you?
Yeah, absolutely. She encourages teamwork, of course, and I think that our office is a little different again, that if I am talking to somebody that I've quoted and a team member has also quoted something else, like another product with them, they've talked to, you know, about it in the past with them, we usually pull up, hey, okay, I know Ryan talked to you about life insurance last week. Have you taken a look at that quote? What do you think? Or what questions do you have? So we really have a close bond as a team, and so we help each other with our sales. We're not stingy in that way.
That is fantastic. What a nice coordinated effort. Heather, thank you so much for this interview. I know that our Mastermind member is going to really enjoy hearing it. And just one last question I'll ask, and that's just sort of an open-ended. Is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our Mastermind members?
I don't think so. I think everybody that's gone on before, you know, it's very encouraging, and I really enjoy the app itself, and I enjoy listening to you guys, and you're very encouraging and uplifting, and I love it. So, no, I think you've covered it.
Fantastic. Well, Heather, thank you so much. It has been a real pleasure chatting with you today, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.